Recorded Books presents The Hero Next Door by Irene Hannon. Narrated by Therese Plummer. Chapter 1. Let the healing begin. As the Hyannis ferry churned into Nantucket Harbor, Justin Clay filled his lungs with the salt air on this sunny first day of June, and the first day of a new chapter in his life. He hoped. Forearms resting on the railing, he took in the view as the ferry rounded diminutive Brant Point Light and the Coast Guard station. Boats of every type and size dotted the blue water below the tree-filled town that perched on a gentle hillside in the background. The gold dome of a clock tower and a tall white steeple soared over the leafy branches, while weathered gray clapboard buildings with white trim predominated along the waterfront. Justin lifted his face to the sun, letting the warm rays seep into his pores. He'd wanted a complete change of scene, and this fit the bill. The tranquil, pristine vista felt a world removed from the violent, gritty backstreets of Chicago. Perhaps here, 26 miles from the mainland, on this 14-by-3.5-mile speck of land in the Atlantic Ocean, he would find release from the pain and guilt that gnawed at his soul. As the ferry eased beside the wharf, he picked up his oversized duffel bag and slung his backpack over one shoulder. Not much luggage for a 3-month stay. But if his prayers were answered, he'd be leaving most of his baggage behind when he reboarded the ferry in 12 weeks and set sail for home. Sliding a tray of mini scones onto the cooling rack on the stainless steel prep table, Heather Anderson checked the clock. 1:10 p.m. In less than an hour, 34 customers would be arriving for a proper British afternoon tea. Where was Julie? As she flicked a glance out the window, the gate by the garage swung open to admit her assistant. Thank goodness. The Devon Rose could function as a one-woman show for most of the day, but attending to customers required two people. Julie pushed through the back door, her white blouse and black skirt immaculate, even if her French braid was slightly askew. Sorry, I had a flat tire. No worries. Heather adjusted the oven temperature, strode over to the commercial-size refrigerator, and pulled out a tray of mini quiches. Did Todd change it for you? Yes, but I hated to wake him. Julie began arranging the scones on the second level of the 3-tiered silver serving stands lined up on the counter, tucking flowers among them. There was a drug incident in the wee hours of the morning, and he was beat when he got home. But he didn't complain about the tire. And you've been married to that cop for how long? 20 years? Heather shook her head as she took the lids off 15 teapots in a variety of styles and arranged them on a long counter. He's one in a million. Count your blessings. I do, every day. But there are other good guys out there too, you know. She paused in her tray-filling task for emphasis. Maybe. Heather slid the quiches into the oven. But they're few and far between, and given past experience, not likely to come calling at my door. I'd have to beat the bushes to find one. She closed the oven door and turned to Julie. And as far as I'm concerned, it's not worth the effort. End of story. Justin hoisted his backpack into a more comfortable position, pulled the Nantucket town map out of the back pocket of his jeans, and perused the maze of streets. In one more block, he'd be at Lighthouse Lane, and the cottage he'd be calling home for the next 3 months. After refolding the map, he shoved it back into his pocket, hefted his duffel bag, and continued down the sidewalk. Unlike the dirty, decaying back alleys of Chicago, Nantucket was clean and well-kept. And the people he'd passed, many on bicycles, had offered pleasant greetings. A welcome change from the suspicious looks he usually got, cast by questionable characters as they slunk into dark doorways. Nantucket wasn't crime-free. No place was. But it was doubtful he'd have to worry about double crosses here, or mistakes that could snuff out lives. Pausing at the corner of Lighthouse Lane, he swallowed past the bitter taste in his mouth. Maybe coming to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?